You know, it's really extraordinary that you have so many evangelical Christians that believe the Israel that's mentioned in the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, based on texts written, you know, 2,000 to 5,000 years ago, that they think that's the same as the fake imposter Israel that was founded in 1948 by committing an ethnic cleansing of the Palestinian people who were already there. They think it's the same Israel. It couldn't possibly be the same Israel, because the Bible, again, those passages were written many thousands of years ago, did not refer to the year 2025 or the year 1948. And Netanyahu, he's an imposter. He's from Poland. He changed his name to Netanyahu. He's an imposter pretending to be a Jew. And it's, you know, all the Israelis today, or nearly all of them, they're not even Semites. They're not from, you know, that branch of Abraham. They are European Jews who invaded Palestine and took over the land and have been in the process of killing everybody ever since. But they trick a lot of evangelical Christians into thinking, no, this is the Israel in the Bible. Yeah. Well, if I had a son and named him Jesus, would all the evangelicals bow down to my son and do whatever he said because they think he's Jesus? Apparently so. All you have to do is just take on the name. And Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, he explained all this perfectly in his disastrous interview with Tucker Carlson, where he said, well, I was taught that if you're good to Israel, then God will be good to you, or whatever he said, very similar to that. And you can see Ted Cruz as a 7-year-old in Bible school. Well, I was taught that if you love Israel, then God loves you. And he's been repeating it ever since, without a thought in his head about the crimes that Israel is committing against humanity. And let's talk about some of those crimes here for a second, because over the last day or two, you've seen all the Israel advocates going insane, saying that Iran struck a hospital. Iran struck a hospital. They bombed a hospital. Well, first of all, number one, Iran did not strike the hospital. Iran struck a military target that Israel had built right next to the hospital. So the hospital sustained some window damage, basically. A little bit of window damage because, well, the buildings were right next to each other. Secondly, Israel has bombed over 60 hospitals in Gaza and Lebanon repeatedly, deliberately. Israel assassinates doctors by shooting them with snipers. Okay, Israel bombs refugee camps over and over and over again. And not one of these people that's complaining about, oh, Iran is bombing hospitals, not one of them ever said a word about Israel deliberately bombing, destroying hospitals in Gaza over the last, you know, 20 months, whatever it's been. Not just hospitals, but food aid workers, tent encampments, refugee camps. You know, Israel has proven itself to be really good at slaughtering unarmed civilians. So whenever Israel has to go to war against women and children, Israel proves that it can do a very effective job at that slaughter. Now, all of a sudden, when Iran is launching missiles that are hitting Tel Aviv, Israel is screaming how they're the victims of everything. Oh, my God! And America has to come, and America has to bail out Israel and fight Israel's wars. And even that is such a contradiction in the propaganda from Israel, because on one hand, Israel tells us that they've destroyed Iran's air defenses, they've destroyed Iran's nuclear sites, they've decapitated Iranian leadership and Hezbollah, and they killed Nasrallah, and they're the masters of the universe. They can kill whoever they want, and they can destroy whoever they want. And then, in the very next sentence, they'll say, but we might be destroyed if the U.S. doesn't fight our wars for us. So, how can it be on one hand we're so strong we're defeating all our enemies, but we're so weak we can't fight our own wars? It doesn't make any sense, does it, right? Because it's all a lie. And sadly, Trump is under the influence of that lie right now. And Trump will, of course, completely obliterate his MAGA support base once the bombing begins in Iran. It's over for Trump. I don't think Trump will complete his term in office. I think he'll be impeached. I think he'll have to resign. I think he'll be forced out, or there'll be some other, I don't know, secession, uprising, civil war, revolt, collapse, something along those lines, because that's exactly where Trump is pushing us. And that's what Israel wants, because Israel's run by, you know, satanic globalists who actually have a global depopulation agenda. Never forget that. Also, by the way, Trump saying that he just made a new offer to Iran. It's a peace offer because he wants to be seen as a man of peace. Okay, that's all bullshit. It's all bullshit. All it is, it's another BS offer that is not real, that basically tells Iran, you have to surrender. You know, Trump already demanded their total surrender. You have to surrender to us, give up everything, and let us come and run your country and pillage your country and inspect everything. And you have to tell us the location of all your nuclear sites and everything. But again, it's not real because Trump is just looking for another excuse to say that Iran rejected peace. That's all this is. This is a classic Netanyahu ploy. That's probably where Trump got this. Netanyahu's famous for doing this over the last few decades. He will make an offer to Hamas, but it's a ridiculous offer that was never made in good faith. And then Hamas will, of course, reject the offer. And then Netanyahu will say, well, they rejected peace. And then he'll bomb them again or start bombing more hospitals, as Israel always does. So that's all this is. The bombing has already been approved by Trump. All the planes are being lined up for it. All the bombs are in place. The stealth bombers, the fighter jets, everything. Plus, all the diplomats have already been evacuated. That's all they care about. They got the diplomats out of the way. And they're going to bomb the smithereens out of Iran. They're going to bomb cities. They're going to bomb hospitals. They're going to bomb civilian infrastructure. They're going to bomb the water supply. They're going to try to turn Iran into Gaza. And for all these people screaming that Israel has a right to defend itself, well, doesn't Iran? Iran is a sovereign nation that's existed much longer than Israel. Does not Iran have the right to defend itself against countries that are openly taking action to destroy Iran? That countries that initiated the bombing of Iran? Well, of course Iran has the opportunity to defend itself and the right, the legal right to defend itself. So it's very clear morally here, Iran is actually on the side of morality, and Israel and the United States are on the side of evil. And Trump is all in with the Zionists, which means he has joined with satanic evil for whatever reason. Maybe he's been compromised. Maybe he is on the Epstein list, you know, that Elon Musk said. Maybe they've threatened to kill Trump's family. You know, it could be any number, any combination of threats and blackmail, anything. Because that's what Israel does, because Israel is pure evil, pure satanic evil. And if planet Earth is to have a future with human civilization, then Israel must be utterly defeated, brought to its knees, and stopped from threatening humanity with its illegal nuclear weapons, no less. So that's where we are with this. Thank you for listening. Be safe, everybody. It's all going to go down soon. Take care. Thank you for supporting us at healthrangerstore.com. And we've got a new batch of turmeric in stock now. After a long search, the supply chains are really becoming more difficult. And turmeric, as you know, is often contaminated with lead. So, of course, we do mass spec elemental testing for lead, cadmium, you know, arsenic, mercury, and other elements. We found an ultra clean batch and we have it available for you now. I have it on my desk. We've got turmeric root powder, certified organic, laboratory tested, identity confirmed, all that, E. coli tested, microbiology, you name it. We've got it all for you at healthrangerstore.com. We do not have turmeric tincture back in stock. We're working on that, but we do have the turmeric root powder. And as you know, I include turmeric root powder in my own smoothie, which is why it's orange. It's why my dental work turns orange, which freaks out the dental hygienist as well. But that's another story. Okay, so if you want really good, high quality, ultra clean turmeric root powder, we've got it now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have, yeah, there's the screen. showing it to you. We also have astaxanthin. Astaxanthin, Hawaiian astaxanthin, we have it right now in stock. Of course, this is known as the king of carotenoids. This is a fat-soluble, super potent antioxidant, and it's got a multitude of uses and benefits and support mechanisms for human health. Athletes use it. Lots of people use it. This is also what turns the flesh of salmon slightly pink. That's actually the astaxanthin that they're getting from their dietary sources. And it's believed to help support the natural athleticism and the endurance and stamina of salmon. That's just one of the many benefits of the king of carotenoids. Now, astaxanthin is in a dark bottle because it's sensitive to light. But it's very potent. You only need either 2 or 4 milligrams per day. We've got that available for you right now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have a supply of NAC in stock, N-acetylcysteine, which of course helps support the body's normal detoxification process with outstanding liver support and glutathione and so much more. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. Turmeric root powder, astaxanthin capsules, as well as NAC, all in stock right now, plus hundreds of other items that are also certified organic, laboratory tested, non-GMO, and we don't use synthetic, you know, colors, fragrances, fillers, garbage, none of that stuff, nothing like that. Ultra clean products for home, for health, for personal care, for nutrition, and also for long-term food storage, for emergency preparedness. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for your support. We appreciate you very much. We couldn't do this without you. Thanks for watching. Take care.